Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here. Hey, everybody. It is time for Magical Mondays, and I just have to click Virginia's microphone because I forgot. So I am super excited because Virginia is going to share her passion for numerology today. Really, really awesome. I had a reading from Virginia like 3 years ago. 3 years ago, the day after my birthday, actually. And I love
it. It's been that long?
Yes. It was August 15th, 2009. See, look how long we've known each other, hey?
No, that's crazy.
I know. So, she's good, by the way, people. So, tell us a little bit, Virginia, your turn.
Okay. Well, first let me explain what numerology is. And basically, it's the study of what names and numbers mean. And it's based on the idea that your birth name and birth date paint a detailed portrait of who you are and what your potentials and challenges are in life. And I personally have always absolutely loved numbers. Math was always my favorite subject in school. And when I discovered numerology, I was beyond excited and beyond happy because that's like a math nerd's dream.
No kidding. I like numbers, but not as much as you do. I can do the technical part of numerology, but I don't get as excited about it.
I don't know why I get. I'm like crazy excited about. Like, I literally think every person should learn something about it. Like, I think every single person can learn something about themselves from numerology.
That is true.
And it's stuff that you would never even think of. Well, at least that's how it happened for me. It was things that was kind of like a little bit of a reality slap in the face, you know, like, holy crap, I didn't realize I do this or I do that or this keeps happening. I get it now, you know.
I agree. When you did the reading for me, of course I read it. And I'm like, oh, because of course some stuff you're like, oh, really? Rats. It's true, but I might not want to admit it right now. But
right.
Being that it's been this many years, and I read it again yesterday, I'm like, wow. Wow.
I do that, too. I go back and reread mine periodically, maybe once a year, you know. And I think, oh, my gosh, I did change this, and I've noticed this happening. Or, like, I just notice something different every time I go back and reread it. That's what I like about it, too, because it's here and it's accessible, and I can go back and grab something that I didn't get from it maybe the first time or the second time or the fourth time or the eighth time that I read.
True. True, because every time you read it, something else will jump out at you that you can either relate to or work on or figure out.
Right.
Because, of course, the first time I read it, I took all the good stuff.
Right.
Some of the
naturally.
Other stuff. I'm like, I'll read that later. I don't really want to talk about that right now.
Right. You don't want to, and that's the thing. That's what I mean, like the slap in the face of reality. There was things that I read in there that I didn't want to admit or accept, but once I did and changed it, I've noticed a big change in my life.
Yes.
Which is a good thing, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Like with mine, my personal profile that I did, the things that stood out to me the most were my karmic debt numbers. And not everybody has them in their profile. I happen to have 4 of them out of a 5-number profile. So obviously
oops.
I was needing to, like, get past some heavy stuff or crazy stuff or whatever.
Yes.
But one number that showed up twice for me was the number saying that I needed to rework karmic laziness through discipline. So, like, I could no longer procrastinate, which I was a huge procrastinator. And I still am to a slight degree, but nowhere near what I was before. And if I find myself trying to put something off, I kind of check myself. No, you need to do it. You have time right now. Do it, you know?
Well, see, and that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, that was huge for me. I always put stuff off. Or I'm famous for, like, we're supposed to be doing something, and at the last minute I just decide I don't want to go for whatever reason. And my friends hate me because of that. But so that's part of the whole keeping my commitments, you know? And then
so
another one. Go ahead.
You've noticed patterns with yourself, right?
Yes.
And
huge,
cool.
Not so good patterns.
I know. I ignored those too.
Yeah, but it's almost like you can only ignore it for so long because
absolutely
it keeps happening. And I've noticed that since I've changed that, I'm not dealing with so many of the things I was dealing with before. And that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
We all have the ability to change, right?
Yes. We do.
I hope
we
so.
We have to know what to change, right? So,
right.
While we're chatting about this part, why don't you throw out there how to figure out one of the numbers we're going to talk about so the people in the chat room can work on that while they're listening?
Okay. I'm going to pick the easiest one possible, which is
Perfect. Your
birth date number. So just your birth date, not the month, not the year, just the date. And so, for example, mine is the 13th, so you just add those two numbers together, and my birthday number is a 4. So
it's just your birthday day? Like, so mine's August 14th, so it'd be the 14?
Right. So yours would end up being a 5. But I still want to know the 14 because I'll read out, like, let me read yours really quick, Shannon.
Okay.
We'll do yours first. So it says you are a 5 birthday number. Let me see. You have an innate sense of adventure and a desire for constant change and stimulation. Patience is not your forte, which you've told me that.
but having
your freedom is. Commitments can be hard to make with a 5 birthday number. Communicative and magnetic, the 5 can be highly attractive to the opposite sex. You are forward-thinking, resourceful, highly curious, and love movement. You've got to be quick to keep the attention of a 5. And then a 14 birthday indicates that you are a calculated risk taker, are somewhat erratic, and you can get yourself into trouble when you shirk responsibility. You might have a tendency to overindulge in food, drugs, alcohol, and sexual pursuits, and will need hard work to break these tendencies. Genius and master of the bad hair day, Albert Einstein was born on the 14th, and the ultimate risk taker, Donald Trump, was also a 14 birthday.
Look at all the bad hair day dudes I have. No wonder my hair is crazy.
Oh, that's great. Okay, let's see. Susan said, yes, Susan, yours is a 9. Let me go check out yours, and I'll read
you. Oh, and Dana's is a 9, too. So, yay!
Dana, are you a 9, or are you numbers added together to get a 9? Tell us that in the chat room while I read.
She is a 9. I can answer that one.
She's just a 9? Okay.
Yep.
So I'll read them both. 9 says you are broad-minded, tolerant, generous, sensitive, creative, and have a unique approach or solution to problems. With a philanthropic, humanitarian nature, you have a soul-aching desire to make the world a better place. And Dana, a 9 birthday, indicates the humanitarian impulse. This is the number of the dreamer, a compassionate heart, broad-minded thinking. You are idealistic and can inspire others, yet can be a bit of a dramatist. John Lennon and astronomer Carl Sagan, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, were both 9 birthdays. And then Susan, let's go to 27. 27 indicates someone who is both analytical and intuitive. Others will find you original and creative, but you may also appear detached or secretive because you like to keep your deepest feelings to yourself. This number embraces an element of sacrifice. Your concern for the planet and universal love is paramount to you. Let's see, who is a 27? Oh, Henry Kissinger is a 27 birthday.
Nice.
Let's go next. Oh, Kelly is in there, the 30th. Go ahead. I'll let you interrupt. For a minute.
I was just going to say, Moonwatcher has just logged in, so I was going to tell her that we're doing the birthday. So your actual birthday, my birthday is August 14th, so my birthday day is the 14th and then the 5. So if you want to get yours ready, and Virginia will read it to you. And now we're doing Kelly.
All right, Kelly, we are going to 3. You are noted for your creativity, enthusiasm, good sense of humor, and a capacity to bring joy. Your sense of fun and friendliness is contagious, and you are blessed with a childlike, happy spirit. And then a 30th birthday indicates you are charismatic, creative, and outgoing. You attract people from different walks of life and have a fine sense of art and harmony. The 0 in your birthday gives you tremendous power with words and the ability to inspire others. Writer Truman, oh, I hope I say his last name right, Capote? Is it with an E?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, okay. And Eric Clapton and Tiger Woods are all 30 birthdays.
Ooh.
Susan says that's Kelly.
When you read Susan's, Kelly said the same.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
These are so fascinating.
Sue, okay, this is a good question. How your life changes when you change your name.
Ooh, yeah.
This is a great question.
I have
because I had a huge change when I got married. I had numbers that were completely absent from my profile with my maiden name. And when I got married, all of a sudden those numbers now appeared in my profile that weren't there before. And they were numbers of, like, compromise and sensitivity and balance and patience. Like, that number didn't exist in my life before I got married. And everyone says that since I met Ken and I've been married, I'm a much calmer, nicer, patience-loving person than I wasn't before. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
So it does change the vibration that you're carrying around with you when you change your name.
Yes. And I have a different kind of an example. When I got married the first time, my numbers were different. With my married name now, it's the same numbers, and it ends up being the same numbers as my maiden name. But when I got married the first time, they were totally different. And when I read about those numbers, I was feeling, like they said, like there was a lot of suppression and I wasn't free to be me. And it was crazy because I picked up numerology just when I was coming to the end of that marriage. I bought a book and I was, you know, research, trying to, you know, make some sense of what was going on in my life. And I couldn't believe the numbers, what they were telling me. They were so right on that this wasn't a good match for me at all.
And that's interesting because I picked up numerology after Ken and I first started dating. So it's interesting that you were picking it up at the end of our relationship and I was picking it up at the beginning, both of us trying to make sense out of something in our lives. That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I mean, I'd picked it up periodically before that, but I remember I bought this book. I still have it. And I would sit and have lunch with a friend, and we would go through it. And I was really searching and hunting, trying to make sense of what was going on. And then, of course, I did the numbers when I married Brent because I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure I would never lose me again. And I did lose me in the first marriage.
Yeah. And that's
wild, hey?
A little bit. It's so, this is what I love about this. It's so interesting and how true it rings just by adding together numbers, you know?
Yeah. And maybe if I would have kept my maiden name during that first marriage, but probably not.
But then you might not have learned certain lessons.
Exactly. Or I would have just, it wouldn't have worked anyway. Either way, the marriage wouldn't have worked because of what happened and how things went out. But we have a caller, and I'm going to click on them to see what they have to say to us.
Okay.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi.
This is Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. We are great. How are you?
Okay. I'm going through a little bit of a challenge right now. looking for work, and I broke up with my boyfriend last week, so I feel like I've got some issues going on, and I hope they improve soon.
Okay.
We hope they improve soon, too.
Do you want to tell us your birthday number? And Virginia could give you a little bit of insight in that. Your birthday day.
My birthday is March 7th, 1962.
So you're a 7.
Do you want to do the number 7?
Sure. 7 says you look for depth and meaning in all that you do. Analytical by nature, you take longer than most to make a decision. Thorough, reflective, and private, you need to go to natural settings for rejuvenation. Solitude and silence are desired surroundings for the 7 birthday number. And it also says that you may appear to others as aloof, but are really very loving and often shy. However, you most likely will withdraw in conflict. People with 7 birthdays need to guard against skepticism as well as a tendency to be secretive. You will do well when you trust your well-developed intuition.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I should have trusted myself when I met this guy, but I didn't listen, so.
There you go. Yeah. But you didn't listen for a reason because you had to learn it, right?
I guess so, yeah. But it still
hurt.
And
so now our biggest challenge is Will. But now you get to decide whether you stay in there and decide that, you know, this is going to hurt you for a long time, or you decide, you know what, I'm going to dust myself off, and I'm going to go find something better to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's your choice that you get to make. So sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So, should I carry on with the 6 and the 8 from the chat room, or what are we doing?
Yes. Go ahead.
Carry on? Okay.
Yes.
Let me... because I know they've been waiting for a little bit. We started talking about ourselves. So let's see. Who was the 6? Was it Susan or that Moonwatcher? Moonwatcher. Okay.
6 and an 8.
So Moonwatcher, here's the 6 for you. Yeah, I got it.
Right.
As a 6, you are devoted to creating harmony for your loved ones. Artistic and idealistic, number 6 birthday people want to comfort, nurture, and provide, and have a humanistic nature with a love of animals and children. You are extremely responsible and family-oriented, as well as romantic. And a 6 indicates that you are emotional and sensitive, and you love deeply and seriously. You are creative and artistic, and you put a high value on your home and nest. Think that sounds like you, Moon Watcher? And while we're working on that, I'm going to go to Peaceful Sue, who is an 8. You are capable in the business world, can handle money and large projects masterfully, and are eager to have success, especially with material wealth. Ambitious, confident, and authoritative, others may be intimidated by your power. Needless to say, you will want to be the boss in most situations, even in your marriage and personal relationships. And an 8 birthday indicates strength of character, good judgment, and solid value system, and the ability to handle large projects. You're ambitious and have a desire for both material success and security, so being in charge goes with the territory. Harry Truman is an 8 birthday.
It's about the hair today for some reason.
Yeah. Something. All right, Hillary, let me read yours, 11. 11 is such a good number. I love that number.
It is a good number.
So that makes a 2 birthday. And that says you do best in partnership, like to work in a team, and are a natural peacemaker. You are considerate, sensitive, supportive, cooperative, and need an aesthetic lifestyle. You love to be with the others and prefer to work behind the scenes. And then an 11 indicates an intuitive, high-energy person. You have a kind of nervousness that requires balance as the key to a harmonious life. Idealism, inspiration, and innovation are the gift of the 11, a master number, which is a really awesome thing. Master innovator Steve Wozniak, who was the co-founder of Apple, is an 11 birthday.
Nice.
And since a master number came up, I'm just going to talk about that a little bit. There's, I already said there's karmic debt numbers, which I had some of, but I also have a master number, and Hillary's birthday is a master number. And a master number is like 11, 22, 33, 44. You know, two of the same number. And basically, that says that people with master numbers are considered to have more potential than the other numbers. Basically says that you are some kind of teacher of some sort. Like you're supposed to, I'm trying to word myself correctly here. You're thought to be old souls who carry much wisdom and spiritual knowledge, which has been learned through the many lifetimes. They say that the master numbers carry wisdom of the mysteries of life and death, which is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the 11 is the spiritual messenger. That's what I was trying to get to.
Cool. When I use Shannon Lackman, it's an 11.
See, I love that.
I know. It makes
the 11 shows up in my profile also, which is, I love that number.
Well, yeah, and spiritual teachers, we're here for that.
Yes, I agree.
So, Rachel, we didn't get your number. If you want to give it to us, Virginia will read it to you.
Sue says that isn't really her. And that's why I started to giggle when I was reading hers, because I knew she was going to disagree. But that's the thing, Sue, is sometimes what our numbers say, we don't feel like we connect with it. Like my husband is a great example. His destiny number says that he's supposed to be a leader and a take-charge person, and he's so the opposite. But that's his destiny. He's supposed to step into that role to be that leader and that take charge person and not be like the submissive or backseat person. So that could be saying that you're not maybe fully living up to the potential that you should be.
Okay.
And I think that could possibly fit a little bit. They say it about
for a lot of us.
Right. They say with birthday numbers, it's believed that your soul chooses your birthday because that day reflects what you need in this life to help you achieve your destiny. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
And I think that's a little explanatory in Peaceful Sue's case, right?
Yes. We like to nudge her, don't we?
A little bit.
A little bit, yes. Now, Susan wants to know, how do you figure the number of your name?
So how that works is every letter of the alphabet corresponds to a number. So if you wrote on a piece of paper the numbers 1 through 9, like horizontally across
yes.
the paper, and then you just start under 1 with A, and you A, B, go all the way down the line, so then you would end at I under 9, and then you come to the next row with J through R, and then down to the next row. And then that tells you which number each letter is. And then Peaceful Sue is asking about the birthday number. And just from the resources I have, the birthday number is just your birth date. Not the month, just the date.
She's talking about the life path number, right?
Well, my resources with the life path number, that's the month, the date, and the year.
Right.
But I think what you have...
Oh, she's saying the month and the day.
Right.
Okay. I'll see if I have that anywhere in this other book.
I thought you said you had a number with... the month and the date. And it all depends on where you look, because there's so many different resources that you can find so much information on it. And you know, like, for example, my 5-core numbers that I use, they're referred to as different things in different resources, even though they all are basically the same number or they're factored in the same way. But while you're looking, Shannon, I'm going to do Rachel's. Yeah, while you do that, I'm going to do Rachel's because she's a 2 over here. So I'm going to read yours, Rachel. Hillary was just a 2. You do best in partnership, like to work in a team, and are a natural peacemaker. You are considerate, sensitive, supportive, cooperative, and need an aesthetic lifestyle. You love to be with others and prefer to work behind the scenes. But a 20 birthday says that you are adaptable and understanding. Tact is a byword, and you're always considerate of others. The 0 suggests that you are intuitive as well. Buzz Aldrin and Nicole Kidman are 20 birthdays.
Cool. See, now I can find what I was looking for. And I had all mine done so that I could reference them, and then where I put it.
I know when we talked the one day, you read off just some little, like, blurb that you had of a number. Remember mine was a... Wasn't that the thing that skin?
Yes. Now I can't find where I found that. See, because I'm not, you know, I like numerology, but it's not my favorite. Not my best. See, I just lose it. Oh, speaking of losing, I want to tell you guys something because this is hilarious. So there is a numerologist who's on a lot of talk shows, and she's got a big following. I got a reading from her website. It's just computer-generated. I lost it. I only did it a year ago, and do you think I could find it? Afterwards, I bought the book because the information is in there, and it's exactly the same. It's just a computer-generated thing, and I cannot find it anywhere. I lost it. Virginia did mine, like we said, in 2009. I had hers all saved, and I read hers, and it makes more sense to me than that other one did. And I think it's because of the connection. Virginia actually tuned into me when she did, the typed out the reading, and then she emailed it to me. So it was along the same lines, but it wasn't just, it's not even random. It wasn't just a software program. It was her using her energy to give me the reading. And I can't even describe the difference in the two because, well, I lost one. That's how little I cared about it, I guess. I cannot find it anywhere, and I save everything. I knew exactly where to go to get Virginia's from 3 years ago. So I said that to her today. It's because Virginia has a passion for this, and she tunes into you. So here's something else that she gives you when she does numerology readings. She can tell what things are leaping off the page, and she'll tell you that. There's a couple wows and, isn't that interesting, in my reading. Partly, you know, because she knows me. But, yeah, it's so much more personal than when you just get a computer-generated one. It was interesting to me.
This is a numerology profile, something I like to give as when new babies are born. I did this for my friend Megan, and she was actually asking about the show, but I don't see her here yet. When her daughter was born, it was a very funny story. You know that show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant? She's going to kill me for this. I always thought, is that possible? And then I must have asked enough because the universe showed me it was possible. My friend Megan, who I saw and worked with on a daily basis, went through 8 months of pregnancy or 9 months of pregnancy and didn't even know she was pregnant.
No way.
Yeah, she's going to kill me for this. If she's listening, I'm going to hear about it. So, since it was a surprise baby for her shower, obviously the baby was there, I got her a baby book, and I printed out a numerology profile for her for the baby. And Savannah is a little, probably going on a year and a half now, and she, Megan, still texts me or emails me or something saying, oh my gosh, I keep looking at this and I cannot believe how spot on this was. I can't believe, like, because she read the information and she watched Savannah's personality, like, appear right in front of her, you know, or develop right in front of her. And she said it's just very interesting to watch it all unfold and how spot on these numbers were for her daughter.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's that's my favorite thing to do with the profiles is to give it for a newborn baby or, you know, a first birthday or something, because I think it's really interesting for parents to have and to see. And then it also kind of gives, because there was some stuff in Savannah's that was like, uh-oh. And I even wrote in there like, uh-oh, daddy's going to keep her under lockdown. Because there's certain things, like, you know, kind of gives you a heads up for any issues you might run into, you know, once they start to get a little bit older or something, you know. It was fun. It was very interesting.
I did my kids' names before they were born.
Oh, you did?
To see what numbers came up. Yep, see what numbers came up to see if we'd be compatible or not. Yes, I did.
That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was fun.
So did you found the information that you were looking for, Shannon?
Yes, I did. It's an attitude number. When you take the day you were born, like for mine it would be the 14th, and then mm-hmm. August, and you add them together and you get an attitude number.
Do you have that information accessible? So for Sue,
yes, I do.
October 8th, she would be a 9.
A 9 attitude number? Well, let me tell you. Oh, I have two computers going. I'm, like, totally geeking out here. All right. So a 9 attitude number. The 9 is the leader. At work, they'll not just do their job, but everyone else's. Wherever a 9 goes, people will look to them as the person in charge. Their way of life is basically, show me what to do, and I will do it. If they have any emotional scars from their childhood, they need to let them go. If they do not, it can lead to depression. They are very quick to help others, but they must learn to establish healthy boundaries so as not to be drained emotionally.
That's interesting. Oh, wait. Go ahead.
No, I'm just double checking because then it was showing people's year. But no, that's it. It's right.
I think that's interesting that it said a leader, and her birthday number said the same thing, that she has to be the boss, which is a leader, and she didn't believe me.
There you go.
And then Dana's asking, do we do our name number the same, so add together? Yes. Dana, I do your name as it appears on your birth certificate. So however your name is spelled and listed on your birth certificate, that is the name that I use. So your first, middle, and last name. And then I add up the first name until I get a single digit, then the middle name to a single digit, then the last name to a single digit. And then I add those three numbers together, if that makes sense. I know I, like, tell this to Shannon, and she thinks I'm speaking a foreign language.
I do. She says to me, oh, it's so easy to do all this. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I zoned out. I lost 4 hours doing this one morning. I almost didn't make it to a meeting I had. Because it just takes me a long time to translate it into things I understand. Yeah, and she just reels it off.
And for me, it's second nature. I don't know. I've always loved – I'm one of those math nerds who took – it was – 4 years of math was a requirement to graduate high school, and I took 5 years.
really?
My sophomore year, I took 2 math classes. I took honors geometry and algebra 2 just so that I could get AP calculus in my senior year. Who does that?
Yeah, nobody I know. Nobody I know.
No one person you know.
Yes. Yes, that's true. You. I have another question. Dana, inspired. So you use your birth name And that gives you your life path number.
Your birth name gives you your destiny number.
Destiny number. Okay. And then when would you use your married name?
Well, never, unless you just want to see how things changed from your original name. Your original name is your destiny. And when you use your married name, you don't really change your destiny so much, but you change the vibration of yourself. It's almost like you kind of add a little extra destiny to you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
If you're not taking on two destinies or two things that you're destined for this lifetime, but you're just kind of adding a few things into the vibration of you.
So when I was married that first time and those numbers were not a good match, it was just not a good match?
Pretty much. I mean, it might have increased certain numbers in your profile, which some numbers, when you have too many of them in your name, it kind of goes to this negative place of the number instead of the positive vibration of the number.
Okay.
So, for example, let me find...
So, Rachel's confused, too.
I know.
I lost hours, Rachel. Funny. Hours.
It's so funny to me because I'm like, what do you mean this doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
It is.
So,
it
if
is
you wanted
hard.
To know your destiny, you do your name, your birth certificate name to get the scoop on what's going on with you.
And what you're destined for.
And what you're destined for. And then you use your married name to find out a little extra?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and Susan Smith is trying to add up numbers here. So 42, and trying to add 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, Susan, so then you add up those. You reduce them down to single digit. So your first name would be 4, your second name would be 2, and your third name would be 2. And then you'll add the 3 of those together, which would be 8. And I'm trying to go through and find when we were talking about the number. Okay, so even, you know how Shannon and I said maybe you had too many of the numbers or not enough of the numbers? Here's mine, for example. When I was not married, I had absolutely no 2s in my name. And
your name. So, okay, so if, when you write out your name, we have to go step by step because this confuses
me. I know, because it's a lot.
So I'm slowing you down. So okay. You write out your name and you write out the number. So I write out like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 on the top of my page, and then I do the letters underneath.
Correct.
And I write out my name on the bottom, and then I would check.
Right.
So I'd write, this would be my birth name on my birth certificate, and I'm looking to see how many numbers I have of each, correct?
Right, right.
Just kind of a glance. Okay, because I have a lot of 5s, because I have a lot of N's.
I'll tell you what that means in 1 second. What I do is I write out the name, and then I write the number under each letter. So for my first name, Virginia, it's 4997951. And nobody needs to look that up. I'm just rattling it off just to give you an example. So then the way it's laid out, I can literally see how many of each number are there.
Okay.
So when I had no 2s in my name, it says you most likely lack consideration and patience with others and will be learning how to gain these traits as you move through life. And then I got married, and now I have 2 2s in my name. 2 2s. And then with that, it just says that, you know, now I'm considerate and helpful and sensitive to others' needs. And the more 2s that you have, the more sensitive you are, which is a good thing and a burden. But see what I'm saying? I had none, so I was kind of on the negative vibration of the number, so I had no patience. I wasn't considerate of anyone else's time or feelings or anything like that. And then I get married, okay. And all of that changes.
Okay. So then if something was missing in your name, that would be, maybe that's an indication that maybe that's something you could work on?
Yes.
Or is that why people change their name?
That could be. And by changing your name, you do change your vibration because you're changing the whole makeup of your numbers. And that's why when Peaceful Sue was asking about changing her name, because I know she still goes by her married name. So if she changed to her, back to her maiden name, it will completely change the vibration that she carries around with her.
Okay. Okay.
And if you need me to slow down more, just tell me, because I can just go
yeah,
and
slow
go
down
and go.
More. Okay, so if you were going to tell us one number to figure out right now to get some more information, it would probably be the life path number, right?
Right.
And so the life path number, full birthday.
Yeah. Birth month, date, and year.
Okay.
And then I add those up the same way I do, like I take the birth month until I have a single digit, then the date until I have a single digit, and then the year until I have a single digit, and then I add those three together.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I just kind of keep reducing.
Yes.
Because when I do that method, I'm able to catch like karmic debt numbers and master numbers easier.
Okay. So you have your first, middle, and last. If one of those is a karmic, like, debt or a master number, you don't worry about it until you get to the end, right?
Right.
Okay. So you reduce it to the two digits, and if one of those is one of those numbers, then you're good.
Sure. I'm not sure.
Like, you don't. So if my Shannon ended up being an 11, I wouldn't worry about that until I reduced, like, Lee and then Carrie, too, right?
Right.
Okay. Or else we could get totally distracted, right?
And you can, because, I don't want to confuse everyone, but that 11 as your first name is a big thing, too, but that just gets to a whole other level and even more confusing. So
let's
I don't
not go
want
there.
To make it worse.
No. So let's do life path numbers. I bet we have time to do everybody's life path number.
Maybe not everybody's, because there's a lot of information in the life path.
Okay, if you
but
picked...
But I give a little bit of info. Or
okay.
We could do, which is easier than figuring out any numbers really quick. This is a pretty cool little tidbit.
Okay.
They say that it is believed that the ancients thought the soul entered the body on the vibration of the first vowel of a name, which is a pretty cool thing, right?
So the first vowel of your first name or last name?
Yeah, first name. The
first name.
First vowel
Ooh.
That appears in your name, period. So, Shannon,
nice.
You're an A, so I'm going to
yeah.
read yours.
Okay. So is Dana.
This highlights individuality, creativity, leadership, and the value of one.
Ooh.
And because it's a number one. And then I'll just go through
Rachel.
All the vowels.
Nice. Okay. So let's look. So
okay.
The next one, let's do E because there's Kelly is an E, and there's lots of O's, and then I. K. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's do E
we'll
now.
Go. Okay, E.
Yes.
E highlights curiosity, investigation, fascination with the mystery of life, and resourcefulness.
Cool.
And then, so that would be Kelly, right? She's an E.
Right. And then if we
and
do I.
I'm an I.
You. And so is Moonwatcher.
I highlights a deep emotional nature, a humanitarian approach, a global consciousness, creativity, a highly developed intuitive skill, and the desire to help and heal. That's so fitting for me, I think.
Okay. And then if we do Sue, a U, and Susan Smith has an E in Beverly. So what is your... Then I'll ask her on the chat room. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. So, well, let's not skip over O, just in case we have an O in here.
Okay.
O highlights concealed feelings, loves deeply, accepts responsibility, is sentimental, protects family and home, and their mission is to beautify.
Nice.
And then we will go to you. You highlight sensitivity, inspired creativity, and enthusiasm for life. And then just to confuse everyone, we'll do the Y as a vowel, and I'll explain how you figure that out after I read it. So,
okay.
Like, the name Yvonne, that the Y would be a vowel there, and I'll explain that in a second. But a Y highlights thoughtful analysis, intuition, observation, uses an investigative, possibly skeptical approach, seeks divine guidance, pursues the metaphysical and philosophical for truth and wisdom.
Nice.
So the name Beverly, the Y would be a vowel there. And how you do that is if the Y is the only vowel present in the syllable, then it's a vowel. But if it's like, if the name was Kelly spelled K-E-L-L-E-Y, then the Y would be a consonant. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm just checking.
So, like, Susan Smith says, okay, so the way she's spelling it, Beverly, the Y would be a consonant there because there's an E present, there's another vowel present in the syllable. Does that make sense, or is that more confusing?
Yes. Got it.
Well,
if the Y is at the beginning of the name, it's more than likely the vowel, right?
Right, because a name like Yvonne, if it's Y-V-O-N-N-E, the Y is the only vowel present in that consonant.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, in that syllable. I'm mixing up on my words here, and I'm really going to confuse everyone.
I think we're going to have to do another numerology show because, yeah, it is confusing. I find
it's
it very
so
confusing.
I mean, not to me it's not, but I get the confusion because I have people look at me like I have three heads sometimes when I talk
like
about it.
Like you're speaking a foreign language. So you have to speak slowly to us.
I don't mean to get going, but I just get caught up in it, and I can ramble and ramble and ramble. And I apologize.
That's okay. Numerology is fascinating. Fascinating.
It definitely is for me. Okay, did someone say that they had, Susan Smith said, I have all nines and eights in all the different ways you said figure. My life path is an eight. All right, let's go read that really quick since she calculated it all out. Okay,
yes.
Your path will lead you to work out the difference between money and the real value of life. It's a path of mystery where you must learn what to do with your natural power and authority. This is not an easy path, and it's not considered a lucky one. But once you've learned its lesson, you'll move on to the next phase, which is being in charge. You're a born boss, born to be involved in business or a large organization. People with an eight life path know that it's lonely at the top, but their power and authority come naturally to them, so others naturally look to them when a decision needs to be made. The reward for you, if you've got an eight life path number, won't necessarily be financial, but may come in terms of accomplishment and legacy. Career and vocation options would be any field where you'll be in charge, be it a CEO, CFO, chief administrator, financial advisor, real estate broker, or even an athletic director. It should be a person with authority. You'd make an excellent judge, head of hospital, president of the bank, or any job where you can utilize superior skill of good judgment. In addition, all business-related work is ideal for this number because the business environment is a place where you can organize and run things with authority. And that is all.
I just put in the chat room books that we referenced.
Yeah, this one is the one I use, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Numerology. Because they lay it out so easy to understand. I have read different books. Like, I went to a bookstore one day, and I stayed in the numerology section for a long time, and I just kept picking up different books and thumbing through them, and if they looked like a foreign language, I put them back. I grabbed the one that was the easiest to me, and I think that's why I think it's so easy, because this book, I can understand it very well.
Yeah, but and you can translate what they're saying and help us understand it. When you did my reading, you did that for me.
Well, yeah. I try to do that because I know that, you know, sometimes this speaks. Sometimes I read the stuff and I'm not even sure what I'm reading, so I have to stop and read it and think in, you know, like a normal person's terms, and then I can get it.
I've lost hours trying to figure out all my numbers because I've done it for my address. I've done it for my business phone numbers.
Yeah, and all of that, that's where it gets crazy because all of that plays a part in some fashion, you know. Like, you can figure out your personal month and your personal year and your house number and your house, you know, and then your address. And there's so much in it that it can be really overwhelming. And then you can figure out, like, your pinnacle years and how long you'll be in, like, a certain phase. And it gets so in-depth and detailed.
Or when you are coming up with a business name, you can do the letters and find out if the number matches you.
And if it's a prosperous number or if it's a number that comes with a lot of lessons in it. Susan Smith says, how about lottery numbers?
I don't know. My husband wants to win the lottery, and I tell him I totally sabotage you because I don't want to. That's a whole other conversation.
There's a lot of responsibility that comes with winning the lottery, though.
Yeah, and I don't want it.
I've always said, like, oh, it would be great to win a decent amount of money as long as I can stay anonymous because I don't want family coming out of the woodwork calling me, you know, like, hey, remember me? No, I never met you. But I just found out that in Illinois, it is required to give your name if you win a big jackpot.
It's so they can do the advertising and everything, isn't it? But I would be interested to know if anybody's ever won the lottery using their numerology numbers.
I was interested to know that, too. Because if so, then I'm going to play mine.
Try it. There you go, Rachel. I know we had this conversation at Rachel's awesome tea bar about winning the lottery. She wants to win. My girlfriend said to me, too, please don't sabotage me trying to win. I want to win. Go right ahead. You guys can win. I'll help protect you. But, yeah, I don't want to do it. Good luck. I'll try your numbers.
Once I found out that you have to release your information, then I decided I don't want to win a big jackpot. Just a small one will do. I don't have to give all my information, and it doesn't need to be advertised or any of that stuff.
Yeah. I said I would win one of those dream houses, then I could sell it.
There you go.
And nobody would ever really have to know.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I thought. I know. We have this discussion a lot at my house because my husband really wants to win a lottery, and I don't. So he buys tickets, and I giggle because, well.
Because you know that they're not winners.
Well, yeah. How can he win if I'm not letting him, right? Because, I mean, we're in it together.
Right.
I know. Funny. Oh, and we have a caller. Well, let's click and see what they have to say to us.
All right.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. That beeps really loud.
I don't even know how this works all the time, so thanks. How are you tonight?
A little confusion that needs to be cleared up with my life, of course.
All right, fire it at us. Maybe we can help you.
Okay. I don't know where I'm supposed to be at or what I should be doing. I'm like a Libra, lost. So.
Well, we are doing, Virginia's doing some numerology, so why don't you tell her your birthday day, and she'll read that to you.
October 1st.
Oh,
you
right.
are a number one.
Let me go. Of course, I've moved on from that page. Now
that
I have
page,
to
yes.
It again. Okay, number one. Okay, number one says you have an independent spirit, a desire to lead the pack, to be original, and usually are known to have courage. More than anything else, people whose birthdays add up to a one are pioneers. And then a one birthday says that you want to be first, and here you are leading the month. Individuality is a number one with you, and you are both forceful with your ideas and good at giving orders, but not at receiving them. If your birthday number is a one, you already know that innovation is your middle name, and film director Ron Howard is a one birthday.
Hmm. That's interesting. That's about that accurate. Yeah.
So that's I good. Love numerology.
Right on. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And then they're asking about power. Well, some books might call them power numbers. I refer to them as master numbers, and they're any numbers that are double digit, like of the same number. So 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, 66, 77. So, yes, it's the same numbers together.
So if you had a really long address, that could end up being like a 77. Hmm.
Right.
Never thought about that. So Susan wants to know if it's the same numbers together.
Yes. So here, I'll write them in there or type them in there. Oh, I think she got
so,
it. She
yeah, the when you're reducing.
Right.
I bet a lot of our psychic friends have 11s in their stuff, right?
Probably. I know I had done some numerology profiles for other intuitive folk that we know, and there were master numbers in almost everyone's profile.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, I know. I'm still trying to clarify this. So because I use Shannon Lackman as my business name,
uh-huh.
and Psychic Cowgirl worked out really cool too, and it being an 11, that's why it helps me be successful, correct?
It's probably part of the reason. I think, I don't know that it's necessarily just that because you use that name, but that in your business, but that's the name that you go by now. So somewhere in your married name, it has changed the vibration of certain things for you. But you were 11. You were in 11 already, even before you were married.
Yeah, I was.
So
but
you
I was
had
just,
that number no matter what.
True. But I was just thinking about someone that uses a stage name.
It
or like
could
a name for a business, like when I was writing and I was using Roxy Rancher. If I did the, like if someone did the numerology on it to see if that was a good stage name or a name that would be successful in business, if their name wasn't, would that be something to do or to look at? I don't know. Throwing it out there.
Hold on, I'm trying to add up this number, 618. I'm assuming that 6 is the month and 18 is the date. I could be making that assumption wrong. So it'll be 6 and 9, which is still 15 and 6. So, yeah, that's correct. Or Guided Truths, who's asking in the chat room. But let me go to this 11 really quick.
If we go a few seconds over, it's okay. It still records.
Okay. I'm not going to go to too much information, but Let's see. Okay, because of its heightened sense of intuition, the 11 has excellent insights into personal situations as well as issues of the larger world. This is often the number of someone who is psychic. Oh, imagine that.
Ooh. That's awesome.
But then the offset of it is they say that we can walk a fine line between greatness and self-destruction. So we have to not give in to fears and phobias, and that we kind of have to soar to the heights of the enlightened. And our growth and stability lie in the acceptance of our unusual gifts for intuitive understanding and spiritual truths, and we must learn to live with faith. This is where our peace is made.
Cool. So is everybody, like, super confused now? Or are you clear?
I hope you're not confused.
No. If you guys have some questions, I'm sure Virginia would accept emails or Facebook messages. Or me. You can ask me, and if I don't know it, I'll ask her. Because it is really fun. Just grab some books. Yes. I agree, Susan. We definitely need a second show. We are going to. We're actually going to do about soul contracts and the karmic debt numbers, too. Not next week because we already have something planned, but the week after. So for those of us that are hopping over to Lorraine's show, I have it on another computer because I'm a geek and she's got some music playing. So, yeah, let's go. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. I hope I didn't confuse you too much. I'm sorry if I did.
I'll get her straightened out for next week so she keeps it really, or not next week, the week after.
Like
she keeps
it simple.
Really simple. But next week we're going to talk about spirit guides, angels, and heavenly helpers. And we're hoping that Peaceful Sue will call in and chat with us. And then
so
the week after that we'll do numerology part two. So if you guys have your numbers ready, I'm sure that, you know, stuff will happen.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.